Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at hydrationl.com. That's hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have Julie Logue, who is national trainer with Silver Sneakers, and we are going to address the fact that falls are the leading cause of injury-related death in adults 65 and older, and we want senior fitness expert to share her balance and strength exercises designed for older adults and bring more information and awareness to this subject. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Julie Logue.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Glad to have you today as we talk about this very important subject that has a personal connection to me because my great-grandmother, she fell and she broke her hip, and ultimately had to have surgery and passed away due to a blood clot during that surgery. And then my grandmother, who raised me, she started to have falls around the house and wouldn't say anything about it until later. And I bought her a cane. I bought her one of those handles that you could put in the door so that she could help herself get into the vehicle, and tried to do everything I could to protect her. But these are serious issues and serious matters when it comes to our senior adults.
Absolutely, Mark. And I'm sorry that you experienced that, but I think that most of us can relate to that type of experience with people that we know and love.
We're talking about, with aging comes muscle weakness, bones become more brittle, and reaction time slows down.
It does. And there's a few other, you know, risk factors for falling that people need to be aware of. And it's interesting that you addressed the use of assistive devices, because that's actually that can increase your risk for a fall as well if you're not using them, you know, correctly or appropriately. But, you know, the use of medications can be tricky, or a mix of medications. They can sometimes make you dizzy or less alert. Vision changes. So not just vision loss, but actually wearing multifocal lenses can increase your risk for a fall. But the physical changes, I think, are most prevalent, like muscle weakness and joint pain, as you mentioned. And the unfortunate thing is that when you aren't feeling the best, it can really make you think twice about movement and exercise. But limiting your activity makes you even more susceptible to falls. So it's really critically important to stay strong and active.
I know just through my experience that time passes very quickly. And so changes can happen just as quickly without us being aware that suddenly we're in this realm of this particular danger.
Absolutely. And again, in the example that you gave, the idea that if I have a fall, the result and injury is going to set me on a trajectory that might lead to even more falls and more injuries. And that's why falls, I think, can be so life-changing. You know, even a slight decline in independence can really impact your ability to perform daily activity. And so falls can be incredibly impactful.
What are the risk factors for falling, and how can we prevent them?
Yeah, so in addition to the medication use and vision changes and just the general physical changes, one of the risk factors that might be lesser known to folks is the idea that if I'm afraid of falling, I'm more likely to fall. So the best thing that you can do for any of the risk factors, and by the way, it's important to know that most falls are caused by the interaction of multiple risk factors, not just one alone. But the best thing you can do is really adopt, you know, healthy lifestyle habits, regular physical activity habits to keep your body strong.
Julie, I mentioned a couple of personal examples when I started the show, and for you, yes. How does this role as national trainer for Silver Sneakers hit home personally?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, like you, in my personal life, I'm working with parents who are, you know, trying to age in place, and falls have been a prevalent part of the last year of my experience with them. Just one fall and the next fall and the next fall. And the recovery process, the surgeries, the rehab, you know, it can take its toll on the body. And so what I love about what I'm able to do is really try to get out ahead of the natural age-related physical decline that happens. And I'm not saying that you can stop aging, of course, but if you do stay physically active, you can really sort of ward off or slow some of those natural degenerative processes like loss of muscle mass, and you can keep your, you know, your joints more mobile and more limber. You can keep your posture really strong. So I try to get ahead of things by working on the preventive side, because once the falls begin, it can be really tricky to try to, you know, reverse the process that's in place.
Julie, as we're talking about falls, we talked about a decline in independence if one falls, but the fact that one wants to have independence means that they are independent. So that means that there has to be a conversation sometimes about this issue
for those who want to be independent to keep their independence, but yet they're independent and they don't want to be told sometimes what they need to do to protect themselves.
You're absolutely right. And those conversations are so very, very tender, but absolutely critical. And what I've found is that the role of the relationship between the individual and the family and, you know, primary care providers is really important. So having those frank and transparent conversations about what you're observing, also trying to ask questions to help them be more aware of possible changes that they might not be noticing or acknowledging, but then really pulling in that team of healthcare, I think is a good opportunity from a clinical perspective to really, you know, have somebody from the outside or external to the situation give a good assessment. And so we always recommend that, you know, the primary care provider be involved in those types of conversations.
At this point in the conversation, Julie, I would like for you to share some exercises that would be helpful for seniors hoping to improve their strength and balance.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, I think the biggest part of exercise for fall prevention is just reiterating the idea that being physically active in general is really the most important critical component of fall prevention. There's things that we can do to target balance, of course, but being physically active on a regular basis is just critical. As far as physical activity for fall prevention itself, you know, it really includes a mix of strength training and gait training and balance exercises. And balance exercises, if we think about them as little drills or short exercises we can do to really focus and target on our balance, they're going to challenge our stability, our endurance, and our sensory systems. So it's not just physical, but it's really the way your body can adapt to change, the way you sense, for example, the ground underneath your feet, the way you handle unanticipated things coming your way as you're out for a walk, as another example. That's all an important part of balance. So my three favorite exercises are just the sit to stand. So if you're in a seated position, grounding your feet underneath you and rising up to a standing position, sometimes you need external support to do that. Sometimes you can do it without that external support, but it's a great way to help strengthen your lower body and your core. Single leg stance exercises, as it said, is just standing on one leg. But those types of exercises are really important because they help build endurance and stability in the knee and the ankle. And they also help your sensory system sort of make changes and adjustments for body position so that you can remain upright while you're standing on one leg. So single leg stance exercises are great. And then the last one is heel-toe walking. So if you picture yourself on a tightrope, what I love about heel-toe walking, you can take small steps or big steps, just placing the heel of one foot in front of the toes of the other foot, is that it challenges your coordination, and that's something that's really key with fall prevention and balance training.
That's excellent. And as we think about your role at Silver Sneakers, I want you to stick with me as we go into another segment and talk about why this effort that's been designed especially for seniors may be helpful in other aspects, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue our conversation with Julie Logue, National Trainer for Silver Sneakers. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to the Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk to a senior fitness expert sharing balance and strength exercises designed for older adults to protect them against falls, which are the leading cause of injury-related death in adults 65 and older. We want to protect our older community. We want you as a caregiver or person listening who is in that older generation to know that we care about you and want you to be safe. Welcome back to the show, Julie Logue.
Thank you so much, Mark.
This is very important to me because, as I told you from the beginning, I was raised by my grandparents, and my great-grandmother lived with us. She was born in 1906, and my grandparents were born 1928 and 1933. So I was raised by an older generation. So these issues that come up are very important to me because they affected people that I loved and cared about so dearly. Now, they're no longer with me, but I know that there's a massive population out there who needs to hear this information to know how to connect and be able to handle these situations.
Absolutely. It impacts so many.
Let's talk about your role as national trainer. What is it that you're out there doing for Silver Sneakers to help this population 65 and older?
Yeah, so my role with Silver Sneakers is really around programming. So it's the nuts and bolts of what an eligible member experiences when they either work out in one of our live online fitness classes or what they experience when they visit one of our, you know, over 20,000 fitness locations nationwide. So I work in programming, and we have a variety of classes that are designed specifically for seniors that target fall prevention, in addition to things like overall strength, you know, aerobic capacity, as well as brain health and stress management.
And how long have you been with Silver Sneakers, Julie?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been with the company full-time for about 12 years, but I actually started as an independent instructor. And I started that role in 2005. So I've been with Silver Sneakers for a very long time, and it is, you know, it takes up a huge, a huge piece of my heart space. I feel really passionate about what we do and the impact that we're able to have with seniors.
As an independent instructor, what did you witness as far as some of your clients, people who came in, some of their major struggles or hurdles to get over, to get to a point where they could maintain that independence we were talking about earlier?
Oh, Mark, I have so many stories and successes I could share. I think one of the most pivotal experiences I remember as an instructor was a member coming up to me and telling me that after attending classes, she was able to walk down her stairs to her basement, which she hadn't seen in many years because she didn't feel strong and able to navigate stairs. So, knowing situations like that occur, that people aren't able to even experience their entire homes, that they're not able to maybe keep up with household chores and cleanliness, knowing that a physical activity program can give them a second chance at really feeling independent and confident at home. It's just, I can't say enough about the lives that have been impacted from the program and from regular participation. But that's one of my favorite stories.
That's awesome. And to think about your experience, which is just under 15 years since 2005, why the Silver Sneakers program in particular? What did you see or what have you seen from this program that says this is where our older population should go for this type of service?
Yeah, the most amazing thing about Silver Sneakers to me, especially as a young instructor getting started, was that I had no idea how to really approach older adults in a safe way, but also a relatable way. You know, it just wasn't, it wasn't something I was very familiar with. And so the program equipped me with the skills that I needed to feel confident in leading others, outside of my age range in exercise. So we really focus on safety, but also in effectiveness, because we want our program to have those life-changing impacts, like I mentioned. The other part of the program, though, that is so important is just the idea of social connectivity. So when I was working with Silver Sneakers members early in my career, we became a family. You know, our members were going out for social events together. They threw me a 30th birthday party. I mean, our connections were just so important. It really did feel like a family. And so the program means a lot to me, not just from the physical benefits, but also from all of the emotional benefits I've experienced.
It's interesting that you bring up that you had to learn how to have this communication with the older generation. That is something mm-hmm. that a lot of us would have to be able to adjust to have these conversations. As I mentioned in the first segment, if a person wants their independence, they typically are independent, and you have to have a conversation to say there is a time of adjustment now. There's a time to think about these various issues that may approach us as we age.
Yeah, and as you're saying that, Mark, it just makes me think about getting ahead of it, because when you're in the thick of it and the falls start or the changes really start making an impact, I feel like it's never too late to have the conversations. It's never too late to get started. But I think if you can do some forward thinking and planning, it really helps you be prepared for when the changes come, that you have the plan in place of, oh, I've experienced this. I know that I need to, for example, explore rehab or explore more physical therapy, or I might need to make some adjustments to my home to stay safe, to stay more safe. And instead, what we find is that because the changes can happen over time, is that many changes creep in, and then all of a sudden there's that instance, there's an injury, and then it changes the trajectory of what's going to happen. So I think planning is a key part of the process.
Clearly, Julie, you found your place and you found a purpose, and here you are at Silver Sneakers. If you think about, and I like to ask this question to people, if you think back to who influenced you, who were the people that made a difference in your life to lead you to where you are today, who would those people be for you, Julie?
That's a great question. Really digging into the heart stuff today, Mark. I love it. You know, my mom has been an amazing role model. She was a Silver Sneakers member and loved her daily exercise. So she certainly was a part of this process for me. I also had some really great fitness professional mentors in my life early on. And, you know, a lot of fitness, I believe, is, you know, it can be about aesthetics or, you know, just outward appearance. And I think early on, I realized that wasn't my niche in the fitness industry. It was really about helping people feel better in their bodies. And so those early mentors for me, you know, a handful of them really sort of nudged me in this direction of senior fitness. And it was an instant perfect match and synergy with where I wanted to be in the world. So, you know, I credit my mom, of course, to her inspiration and for me actually seeing people embody these, you know, these tenets of physical activity or these habits of physical activity, but also those early career mentors who just, I guess, knew where I would be a good match and sort of pushed me out of the nest and in that direction.
Yes, I love that, Julie. And I love the idea that we can credit your mom today and those who were your mentors that made a difference in your life, as you are now the national trainer for Silver Sneakers, doing a great job. And I just want to make you aware that anytime a subject comes up, something that you want to bring awareness to, you're more than welcome to come here on the Mark White Show and share that with my listeners.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, Julie Logue, national trainer with Silver Sneakers, glad to have her here on the Mark White Show today. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama. You can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.